as Richard was saying, we got up incredibly early this morning.
Early.
Ooh. We're actually on the other side. We're in the convenient lay-by at the moment, waiting for the imminent arrival of the runners, and indeed yourself, David. We're just on the other side of the A6, just over the M1, as you can hear, fairly noisy. We've got, Mr. Kipling's just going past. Hang on. Yes, thank you. So we're very near the M1 at the moment. We're all shoved in our little radio car. This is the first time I've ever done an interview in my life with a steering wheel stopping me. We've got Sarah with us this morning, Sarah Pennells, who's making sure that everything gets underway. The fog is starting to clear, which is good news, isn't it?
It's getting a lot better now. I mean, it was fairly grim when we were actually coming over to Derby this morning. It was not too good at all, but it's actually sort of clearing up now, and I think it's going to be a really good day.
I do as well. It's going to be a very exciting day, a very clear day, hopefully. Now, in the back seat who's sharing out the flask of tea at the moment, which is an excellent idea. Can you come a bit near? We've got Pearl Townsley and Ken Hewitt. Now, you two people are going to be the lucky ones who are running between here, the A6, and the marketplace, and then from the marketplace heading towards Nottingham. Let me ask you first of all, Ken, I mean, why? I mean, are you fit for this? Are you ready for it?
Mad. Very mad.
You're ready for it, you reckon? Yeah. It's been saying, Richard, we hope to be with you at about 9:30 this morning at the marketplace.
We'll get a coffee on.
With big breaths needed. Ken and Pearl will be breathing deeply for a quick chat with you. And then from them, we'll be moving down from the marketplace and we'll be going along the old Nottingham Road, heading through Spondon and meeting up in the car park at Asda and heading for Nottingham. But at the
moment... Sounds very grand.
Indeed. We're just waiting now for the imminent arrival of the runners from Leicester.
Excellent stuff. It's 17 minutes past seven. What time do you reckon they should get there, Anne-Marie?
Ooh, 7:30?
That was a good guess.
That's what it says here. No, about 7:30.
You're waiting in the convenient lay-by, are you?
In a convenient position,
all right,
yes.
We'll look out. We'll send a posse out for you if you're not here by 9:30.
That would be much appreciated.
Cheers, me duck.
Bye.
17 minutes past seven from Trent FM. This lunchtime, it will begin.
Every minute of every day.
We're in a place called Quorn, otherwise known as Quarndon, just outside Loughborough. We're heading towards Loughborough. We should be there fairly shortly, actually. The runners are quite a way ahead of us now because we've been stopped in this convenient bus stop for quite a few minutes now. The runner that's running at the moment is a chap called John Jones. He's only little, Paul. He's only 5 feet, but he's got legs that go like billy-o. Oh. And he's running at a tremendous pace. And he, of course, is carrying that torch, the torch which was lit in Leicester at 6:00 this morning. He's carrying it with his comrades, his friends, his fellow runners, all the way through Leicestershire, then through Derbyshire, and he'll be arriving at your end at roundabout midday today to launch that brand new station, which as from midday will occupy the 999 frequency. And really, it's an Olympic theme, and it's a theme to link together these three new areas, which as from midday today will have this new commercial radio station.
I gather Anne-Marie is on the course as well.
Absolutely, yes. Waiting with bated breath, just as noisy, actually, just another noisy piece of road. We're actually just still on the A6, just near Loughborough, heading towards Loughborough. Just over the M1, where you can join the M1 from Derby. And I notice you've got your shorts on this morning, Paul.
Oh, yes. You've got your woolly tights on as well, haven't you?
My woolly tights and my bright sweatshirt. I shall say no more. I'm going to have a quick limber up, actually, if you don't mind. I'm going to have a quick run down the A6 get in the mood.
Just catch up with the developments and David Lloyd again.
Absolutely. We're just about to now catch up the runners because he's somewhere in front of us now. So we'll press on and hopefully arrive on schedule with Anne-Marie in Loughborough.
Okay, David Lloyd reporting, and also Anne-Marie on Trent 96.2 from Nottingham.
Runners are then going to join the whole lot, and we're hoping to be in Nottingham, as you've been saying all morning, for midday today for the launch of JEM AM.
JEM AM, and it's not very long to go.
Oh, it's not, is it?
So that'll be good. A lot of people are not confused about what's happening at the moment. We will be explaining totally what you can do about it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, listen, have a lot of fun, and thanks very much. You got me out of a lot of trouble there. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, not off.
But can I have a kiss?
On.
Could I have an early morning kiss?
Oh, this time in the morning?
Please.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Task of love
for exhaust. Currently along with the runners. Whereabouts are you, David?
We're just in Haven in Leicestershire. We left Loughborough about 2.5 miles ago, and we're now heading towards sort of junction 24 of the M1, where we will be meeting the Radio Trent, the great 102.8 radio car, with Anne-Marie, as we mentioned earlier on. So we should be heading for her, I should think, within the next 10 minutes or so, which would be nice. The chap carrying the Olympic flame currently is John Jones, as we mentioned earlier on. He's 35 foot tall, but he's working away. I ran for a little period with him, which I thought was a good idea, but decided later he wasn't, because you think he's going quite slowly when you're sitting
sitting in a car behind him, but when you actually run with him for like 10 minutes or so, and you realise the pace he's keeping up to try and get this radio station on air for midday, it's quite a pace, it really is.
I mean, it's quite a distance when you think about it, from Leicester to here, and then across to Nottingham. I mean, it's going to take about 6 hours, isn't it, I suppose?
Well, absolutely, yeah. We were just saying, actually, I mean, sitting in the radio car, we're going to be sitting in this radio car 5 hours, which means we could have driven to Scotland, but in fact, we're just driving around the East Midlands. Trevor Horns, Bob Rawlins and Terry Smith, John Jones are our Leicester runners, and we're joining, of course, Pearl Townsley and Ken Hewitt when we get to Derby, and then they'll be handing over the Olympic torch to them. That should be about 9:30. They arrive half an hour after your reception doors open and the crowds come in for the new car stickers. And then, of course, at midday, they'll be arriving in Nottingham. The rockets will go in the sky. They'll be ignited by the Olympic flame that will have been going there for 6 hours. And we'll set the new station off.
So about 9:30 you'll get here. We'll see if we can get a crowd organised.
That will be very, very nice. Yes.
We've got just a little bit of space between us and the Nissan hut outside. Oh, good stuff. Okay, we'll get a big one ready for you.
Oh,
there,
thank you so much.
All right, then. We'll talk to you later when you catch up with Anne-Marie in the convenient lay-by.
Bye-bye.
Gem AM will launch on 9:45 AM at around 12 noon today. Playing stuff like this.
Because we're going to have to set up as quick as we can to be back with you for about 9:30.
Okay, we'll look forward to it. Get the coffee on.
See you in a minute.
Should arrive here at the Assembly Rooms around about 9:30. If you're not doing anything, if you want to make your way here for 9:30, you can collect a new sticker, you can collect a Gem AM sticker. You can also welcome the runners that will launch Gem AM on 9:45 kilohertz at 12 noon today.
Well, golden sweatshirt, I think
we should call it. I've got my Gem AM Y fronts on today.
Oh, good for you.
I've got the badge.
Not boxer shorts.
Have you? No, you've got to remember which way round the badge goes.
Oh, that's true. Listen, we have to go because we have our runners setting off. We're heading for the roundabout. If you're travelling through Derby along Old Nottingham Road from 9:30, or indeed you're heading along the A6, give us a flash on your lights, give us a quick hoot on your horn.
Pardon?
And hoot on your horn and right, say okay. Good morning to us. We'll see you in Derby at 9:30.
We'll see
you in Nottingham at midday.
Good luck tonight at 10 o'clock.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay, she, of course, will be on Gem AM tonight.
And the launch at 12.
The launch about 12 o'clock, yes.
In Derbyshire, Leicestershire, Nottinghamshire, the Greeny Smith and Gem AM.
And you're the main man.
1 month, you've been listening to Leicester Sound, broadcasting simultaneously on 1260 kHz AM and FM in stereo at 103.2. In just under 4 minutes' time, you'll only be able to hear Sound's output on 103.2 only, because in 4 minutes, it's the Gem on AM.
Every minute of every day, we bring you music, chat, news and sport. Have a golden day with Gem AM for the East Midlands from October 4th.
Leicester Sound, 24-hour news.
It's 12 o'clock, I'm Peter Butler. The Labour Party conference has thrown out a left-wing demand for an illegal campaign.
All morning we've been covering the launch of our new medium-wave station, Gem AM. We now join David Lloyd.
Good morning. I'm speaking from Stamford Street in Nottingham, right down the very bottom near to the Broadmarsh shopping centre. And it's here that we see the birth of a new radio station. At 6 o'clock this morning, a group of runners started out in the darkness, in the mist, from Victoria Park in Leicester. They ran. They ran very quickly, and they ran to Derby. They ran then through the Derbyshire countryside and into Nottingham. They arrived on the Nottingham border about 20 minutes ago, and any second now, they will enter. They'll be carrying in front of them that legend, that torch, that Olympic flame. We'll ignite the firework. When you hear the bang, the explosion, you'll hear the birth of a brand new radio station, which will continue forever on your AM radios. The FM stations continue on 102.8, 103.2 and 96.2. Any second now, as I speak, we are awaiting the arrival of those runners who've been running since 6 o'clock this morning. We're not entirely sure of their schedule. They could be a few minutes in coming. They could be imminent. Who knows with something like this? The fact that they're within 30 minutes surprises me, but they certainly are. And here they come, ladies and gentlemen! On stage we have Duncan Goodhue by my side. This must be a tremendous moment.
Oh, yes, I've turned on my first leading radio station.
Trevor Halls, marathon runner, hands the Olympic flame to Duncan Goodhue. Are you exhausted?
Absolutely.
He's been running in bits and pieces since the crack of dawn at 6 o'clock this morning. Duncan Goodhue takes the flame, and now he walks slowly over to the magic firework with Ron Coles, the managing director of both Sound FM and of Radio Trent in both Nottingham and Derby. Duncan Goodhue, Olympic gold medalist, and Ron Coles, managing director of the radio station of the East Midlands, almost lighting the wrong firework, in fact, but now lighting the correct firework. When you hear the bang, that will signal the start of new developments into the 1990s from Britain's leading radio network, the Trent organisation, the Sound organisation, bring you Gem AM.
And now thanks to David Lloyd.
The Great East Midlands, only station, have a golden day with Gem AM.
Good afternoon and welcome. I'm John Peters, welcoming you to Gem AM, Britain's first 24-hour-a-day solid gold radio station. Thank you to David Lloyd, Kenny Haig at Leicester Sound and all the team, Dickie Stone and the team at Trent in Derby, and of course the team here at Trent in Nottingham, Gary Burton included. I'm John Peters, and from now till 1 o'clock, you're going to hear me at a strange time, playing the best in solid gold music. Also today, you'll hear the voices of Andy Marriott, Tony Lyman, a sports special with Tony Delahunty, Anne-Marie and Viv Evans, and of course, the best members around. So stay with us on Gem AM, go for gold, old and future, and stay with us 24 hours a day, right here on Gem AM.
Enjoy the fun. Golden Oldies on 24-hour Gem AM. Solid Gold Gem AM.
Ribbon.